Welcome back to Everyday Heroes, a mini-series by Hero Devs where we explore the experiences of women in tech whose everyday effort builds bridges for others to follow. I'm your host, Wendy Hurst. The month of March in the United States is Women's History Month, and in this mini-series, we're chatting with some women in tech who share their journey of how they got here and where they want to go. Today, we're talking with Charity Hughes. Charity is the Chief of Staff at Hero Devs. She's been in tech for 2 years and has worked in the HR and finance for 20 years. She joins us from snowy Utah today. Welcome, Charity.
Hi. Good morning.
Welcome to our show. So tell me about yourself, Charity.
Sure. I'm Charity Hughes. I'm the Chief of Staff for Hero Devs. I've been here for 2 years now. Kind of had an interesting path getting into technology. I came from construction and the world of nonprofit. Luckily, what I do for Hero Devs Finance and HR translates industries pretty well. So I'm lucky that I got my break in technology.
There you go. Did you always want to be in HR and finance, or did you have other goals or dreams?
Well, my degree is in political science. So when I worked for the nonprofit, we did a lot of like lobbying and things like that. And I could see the tech industry really making like a big splash up on Capitol Hill here in Utah. So it kind of in a roundabout way led me to technology. Since it's a part of everyday life, I think it's really interesting to see how many different industries tech actually touches.
That's really cool. Is there a product you work on before you got to Hero Devs that you just loved?
Ooh, a product that I worked on at Hero before Hero Devs. I would say my specialty is kind of taking like HR policies and procedures and changing them up to fit the industry that we're in. Obviously, Hero Devs is a remote company, so there's a little bit of a curve there when we're changing it from like an in-person environment to a remote company. But I think that's kind of been my specialty, is taking those policies and procedures and making them fit the individual needs of the employees in the company.
Okay. I like to start out with this question, which is, what's one piece of advice that you would give to a big group of people?
One piece of advice I would give to a big group of people. I think something that has been told to me through my entire career is, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. If you want to learn a new skill or move into a new role, as long as you're communicating that with your leaders and your team, then you'll be able to move in that direction. But if you don't ever ask and you just kind of keep that in your head and you don't share that with your team at large, then nobody's going to ever know that you want to move and change and grow. So I think that's the biggest piece of advice, is to ask for what you want and to ask where you want to go and what you need to accomplish to get there.
That's great advice. Was there a time in your life when you didn't have that advice, but you wish that you did?
Sure. I think every student, like right out of high school, they're in their first real world experience, and nobody really ever kind of gives them that foundational background to, it's okay to ask for more responsibility, more knowledge, more opportunities to learn. So I think that's the biggest thing, is I wish we would teach kids younger and younger to ask for those kind of things. Shoot for the stars, you know, and if you want to be a CEO before your 30s or your 40s, it's definitely possible. But if you're not asking the questions of how to get there and learning from those around you that have paved the way, then you're, you know, missing an opportunity. So I think that's something that I wish somebody would have told me like right out of high school.
Okay. So you mentioned working in the construction industry and in nonprofits. Classically, at least in the United States, the construction industry especially is very male dominated. Was there ever a time when you noticed a gender dynamic that changed your approach or thinking in that world?
Sure. So I worked for a nonprofit that worked on safety in the construction industry. So my nonprofit experience was also very much in that industry as well. But I think the biggest thing is jumping from a nonprofit and construction that are heavily male dominated to moving into the role that I have now at Hero Devs. I was able to take like those opportunities from that I learned in the past from those companies. Construction, most of the women are, you know, office positions. But I did kind of notice a shift happening before I left that industry, that you would see a lot more women in the field, which I think emboldened me when I came to Hero Devs to advocate for women in engineering positions, advocate for women in non-traditional gender positions here at Hero Devs. And luckily we have a really good executive leadership that will allow us to kind of push those boundaries a little bit and see what fits for the individual, not necessarily for the gender.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
So you mentioned asking the right questions to learn from those around you. That kind of makes me think about mentorship and how mentorship can definitely affect career paths. Can you talk about a time when either the absence or the presence of an effective mentor made a difference in your career?
Sure. At the nonprofit I worked for, the president was obviously a female in a male-dominated industry. And I think what I learned from her is that you don't let that define what you can do within the industry. She demanded and earned a lot of respect from her male counterparts. So I think it was really good to just kind of watch how she held herself, how she conducted meetings, what she did within that industry. And she never let the fact that she was a woman dictate her success in the industry. So she was a great mentor to, I was able to watch her up on Capitol Hill with all like the big hitters, and she never let it rattle herself. She was always really confident. She never even highlighted the fact that she was a woman in a male-dominated industry. She just went in there and killed it with her knowledge and expertise. And she was definitely somebody I looked up to a lot in the past.
Okay. You also talked about advocating for women. Was there a time when you either were in the workplace or maybe just in personal life when you felt like you needed to advocate for others in the personal life? I already said this part. When you felt the need to advocate for others.
Sure. One interesting thing that we have done since I've been at Hero Devs is an equity audit on our entire company to kind of just get like those baseline statistics of, you know, not only like gender inequality, but pay discrepancies. I think it was a really good learning experience, and it was something great to take back to the team and be like, you know, we have X percent of women on our team. So as we're hiring for new roles, we can definitely go out and target the audiences that we maybe have an inequality in. We also established a diversity, equity, and inclusion committee this year at Hero Devs. So that's been a really neat opportunity to kind of go out and have the full support of leadership and the company as a whole. You know, we have employees that are participating on this committee that give us different insight. And so it's been a fun project to kind of go through this DEI committee and see what we're missing. We have a baseline number so that we can target the different audiences that we want to highlight to make sure that we are really diverse, equitable, and inclusive here at Hero Devs.
Okay. I know that you're not a software engineer specifically.
Yeah, of course.
You're our chief of staff and you're great at it.
Thank you.
So I'm interested to hear your outside perspective on how you think that maybe the technology industry could better support women from education to employment in technology.
Sure. Something I think that the tech industry could do a little bit different is, granted, I've been out of school for a very long time, but I think a lot of it is people don't know that these opportunities are available in tech. Even me just coming to tech 2 years ago, I thought, like, how am I ever going to break into that world? But I don't have to be an engineer to be in this world. You can be an accountant, you can be HR, you can be finance. There's so many different roles that you can wear to kind of get your foot in the door. But I think letting probably young girls or, you know, high school and college age girls know that, like, you don't have to be a software engineer to be involved in tech, but it's a good way to get your foot in the door. So educating people that there are other ways to get in than the traditional way of being an engineer.
Oh, that's great. That's really good insight. I like that.
You've got another foot in the door here.
Right. Well, you've been here for 2 years, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your kind of longer term goals?
Sure. So I was promoted to chief of staff. So my longer term goals are just to help the company. We're growing exponentially, kind of want to function as like the right hand woman for the executive leadership. We're really getting into expanding our executive committee as well as our company. So I kind of am just excited to go through like this growth. And we've done a couple rounds of funding with Hero Devs, and it's been interesting to kind of like lean into those and to see what that's all about. I think my goal is just to help Hero Devs be whatever it can be, which right now, you know, Mitch, the president, his favorite line is to the moon, which at first felt a little unobtainable, but I don't think that's unobtainable here. So I just want to be the best support person that I can be for the leaders here, as well as the employees. I have a really close relationship with a lot of our employees. We do one-on-one coaching. So I'm glad I get like the individual FaceTime with everybody. I want to help everyone succeed, not only professionally, but personally in their roles.
I think you do a good job of that for sure.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to talk about today?
I think the biggest thing that I hope people gather is that there are multiple ways into technology. I know I was a little bit intimidated. It is a learning curve coming from the industries that I came from. But one thing I will say about the tech industry is people are very welcoming. You know, acronyms are everyone's favorite in tech. And Wendy, you were one of the people that welcomed me. And when I would be like, what does this acronym mean? Well, everybody's just really welcoming. And they're like, here is a dictionary of acronyms that you're going to hear over and over again. So I think my biggest piece of advice for everyone is to lean on the people that you are on your team, lean on your leadership, and they want you to succeed as much as you want to succeed. So the sky really is the limit when you come into this environment.
That's great perspective. Thanks for sharing. And thanks for being on our podcast today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.